Yeah, so the Rabban says as follows. It's from the Teres Odin, but it's in the printed in the Chiddush. And we boil up for Mishum Bizyoni, a Mishum Kapo. The Mainaf Kamino, the Oma Loitik Bula Ugava. Le Hai Gava. I am at Mishum Bizyoni, who laugh called Kamine. The Amid Mishum Kapo, Oma Loiba Yino Kapo. Says the Rabban, Bula Yipshutu. Mar is not Paisha the Bayo. Hilkoch Kaiven Oisai, the Sophic Isuru. It's a Sophic Isur. It's Kurz and Mitzvah. It's not a Sophic Mamino. That's maybe we're not content to Sophic Mamino. It's not a Sophic Mamino. It's a Kurz and Mitzvah. Shaz, what's the Tama Mitzvah? The Tama Mitzvah Mishum Kapara is the Gedder Mitzvah Mishum Kapara is the Gedder Mitzvah Mishum Bizyoyna. But Kach and Kach, Kurz and Mitzvah. So it goes into Sophic Isur. And therefore, we're Kaibrim. I feel a boy Yorshim Nami Delelik Brinu, which is a man of Akocha. And therefore, we're Mitzi from the Yorshim Bal Kochan. Again, I mean, I think it means like this. If it's a child being Mitzi from the Yorshim, so why not say a Mitzi in the Chorel of Araya? I think the Yisayid HaDobar is like Kfuriz HaMitzvah. Meis Mitzvah Mashal, where's the Mitzvah, the bury of Meis Mitzvah? That's not Yoshim. It's a Mitzvah called Yisrael, to bury a Meis. Where the Haitzois of the Kfura were Mitzvah first from the Yoshim, because the Yoshim have the money of the Meis. And therefore the Haitzois fall, if it costs money to do the Kfura, so first and foremost the Haitzois fall on the Yoshim, because they have the Yerushim. Talk about this later as well. I think we'll be doing more to get later, so I don't want to get bogged down into it right now. The Tzoche Emes come out of the Yerusha. Reb Shimon has a word here. We don't necessarily need such a powerful word. Reb Shimon says a Yisoid. This is one of his, I think. Reb Shimon says a Yisoid that even though when a Mace dies, all of his Nechasim go to the Yoshim, but whatever the Mace needs for himself still, for his Tzochim, the Tzoche Emes, and so on, Kavod Emes, come out of the Yerusha. The Mashal, we'll see later on in the next year, Hesped. If Hesped is Yikar Deshkivi, so we might see the Haitzais of the Hesped from the Yashim. Why you might see it from the Yashim? Because the Yashim have the Mammon of the Mace, and the Hesped is Kavod HaMace. So the Tzachim of Kavod HaMace come out of the Yerusha. If Shimon says a lesson that the Mace retains in his property, even though he's Merishat his Yashim, he retains in the property a right to all the things that a Mace needs. So if a mace needs hesped, so that much is retained in the Yerusha. So you might see that from the Yerusha. So kfur also hagam kfur is yibisayin adover a mitzvah. It's not mumminus. Kfur is a mitzvah. It's mutal al kol yisrael. Mace mitzvah is al kol yisrael. But if there are haitzois, so first and foremost the haitzois are collected from the Yerusha of the mace. If that's not possible, if it's a mace mitzvah, we don't have where else to get it. The Yerusha are that money's not available. So the mitzvah is al kol yisrael. So it's not. It doesn't start with the moment it's the kashayla. It's beside the number. It's a sofik yisur. It's not a sofik memayna. We have to decide in yisur is there a mitzvah pur? In the case where he says leitik bunu leal ay gaver, is there a mitzvah pur or is there not? That's a shayla in sofik yisur. You know, somebody said, what if there are no yoshim? There is no money. The guy died destitute. It's still a shayla. Is there a mitzvah pur or not? He said leitik bunu. He doesn't want to be buried. So if it's mishum kapar, you don't have to bury him. If it's not mishum kapar, you have to bury him. I didn't leave any money. So we'll have to bury him. It'll be on the tzibur. So it starts with the Sofik Yisura. But given that it's a Sofik Yisura L'chumra, and now there is a Chiv to bury him, so where does the money come from? So if there's nowhere else, it'll come from the Kupas HaTzibur. But if there's Yoshim, if the Mace left money, it comes first from his Nechosim. I suppose no different than any Mitzvah. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Any Mitzvah is like that. A person has a Mitzvah. If he has... I don't know, maybe that's a bad marshal. Yeah, it's one. The what?
Some sort of a violence.
Right.
Some
sort of a violence
that stays in the
Boston after
visa. So,
isn't he after
that
violence
when he says, I don't want to.
When he says, like Tikbrula, Hagavra.
Yeah. Now, the Yorushim is costing the Yorushim to say, I don't want to get it.
So, if it's Mishum, Bizyaina, we might see from the Yorushim, Misafik, we might see from the Yorushim. So, you're saying, but since he didn't want, so Lachara, why wasn't he Mafgadat? Why was it? Why don't you say that? Since he doesn't want, how come you can be made to that from the Yoshim? The Mace himself didn't want. Yeah, interesting. What if the mace was alive? Lo yisur, that the kfirah was when the mace was still alive. So we'd be mitzi from him. So he would say, but I don't want. I don't want. How do you mitzi from me? But I don't want. I don't know. Since there is a mrs. kfirah, maybe we might see it from him. So I'm wondering, what would be?
There's no point that if it's, he should be saying he's not the mail, so he can't say I don't want. He cares if he's one. It's not his right to say that.
Right, so that's really the point I want to bring out. If there's a mitzvah kfura, and if it's mishum b'zayinu, then there's a mitzvah kfura regardless of his wishes. So mitzvah kfura, mistama, would come out of his property first, because it's his mitzvah. That's a pasha though. Is it his mitzvah? Is mitzvah kfura the mace's mitzvah? Oh, we're getting now into very abstract things here. Is mitzvah kfura, if it's mishum kapara, then in a certain sense, yes, but we're going now mishum b'zayinu. We're machmir over here mishum b'zayinu. That's the psak. We're being machmir that it's mishum b'zayinu. So it means b'etzim, the kfura really has nothing to do with the mace. The kfura is for the mishpacha. Mitzvah's kfur is for the shvach. It's not mishum the mace. So it's not necessarily mutal on the mace in particular. So there is an interesting halacha here. So lo yitzu the mace was alive, would we be able to be gover the cost of the kfur from the mace? Why couldn't the mace say, well, what does that have to do with me? It may be a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah mishum le'ah mishmacha, but it's not my mitzvah. Not mutal on me in particular. So of course now he's not alive. He's dead because we're burying him. Obviously he's dead. But we're saying we're going from the Yoshim. Why are we going from the Yoshim? And in Reb Shimon's line of something like Reb Shimon's word, that's it. And it was, what's up with the Yoshim? Why not be going from his second cousin? Why are we going from the Yoshim? We're going from the Yoshim because the Yoshim have the Nechosim of the mace. We're not going from the Yoshim money that didn't come from the mace. I mean, that's Dov, maybe I should say that a priori. That's Dov Poshim. When we talk about being going from the Yoshim, why are the Yoshim over here more important than the Achim? The mishpacha is not only the Yoshim, the mishpacha is the extended family. So why are we going from the Yoshim? We're going from the Yoshim because they have the moment of the mace. So they have the estate, and we're going from the estate. Why are we going from the estate? Because something like Reb Shimon said, because the address over here is the mace himself, and the mace retains something like Reb Shimon. Even after the mace dies, we're going from the estate, the tzrocha and mace. There's a horror here. If in fact, kfur is mishum b'zayna, so it's not really mitzvah ha-mace, it's mitzvah ha-mishpacha. So why is the address from whom to be gover the kfura, which is the mitzvah of the mishpacha, why is the address dafka the yashim? Yoshim is taka funny. He should say, I would have. Why did it come from the Yoshim? It should come from the Mishpacha, that idea. It comes from the Mishpacha. Since it's the Bizoyan of the Mishpacha, so it comes from the Mishpacha. That I could conceive of. Why the Yoshim over here are particular players? So, Komer, if it's Mishum Kapara, so I understand why we go to the Yoshim. Because it's for the Met, it's course for the Mace. So it should come out of the nechassim of the mace, which are sitting by the yoshim. But the mace guy says loyva'ino, so as kapara we're not being kaver at all. The kuri is not mishum kapara. The kuri is only because of the other side of mishum b'zayin. B'zayin means the b'zayin of the mishpacha, not only the yoshim. The Ramban's going to say, we'll read the Ramban, we'll get to the Ramban in a second, that the b'zayin is not of the yoshim. The b'zayin of the mishpacha, maybe echad b'sof ha'olam, or maybe even mankind. So the b'zayin is not particularly the b'zayin of the yoshim. The b'zayin is the b'zayin of the whole world. So why are we going from the yoshim? Maybe said the Rabbana to be going from the Yoshim. But maybe even though the mitzvah is Mishum B'Zayino, maybe still it's more mutal on the mace than anybody else. You know, it's not for his kapara, it's for B'Zayino. Maybe still the mitzvah is mutal on the mace.
Going on a limb here, I have no source of this, but maybe besides it being Mishum B'Zayino, the Yoshim has a special mitzvah because of. If the Yoshim, let's say, in the normal case where the children are Yoshim, they have a special mitzvah because of Kibbutz of Aim, and Kibbutz of Aim is Mishael and not Mishael Bain.
What if the Yoshim are not banim?
So it's
talking
about an old case for
Yoshim. It's a big thing to with it. Okay, it's already, it's a big thing. I mean, yeah, maybe. If already I would say so there are banim, then it goes to them, it comes from the Nixi Ames. Or maybe I would, or maybe just all Derech said that, even if it's Mishum is Yoyna, maybe still the mitzvahs, since it's connected to the mace, it comes first and foremost from the mace. If the mace would be alive, we would be going from the mace.
It's beside the mace as well.
What?
It's beside the mace as well. At least the Ramban's conception, very likely it's beside the mace.
Also beside, yeah, but it's beside the mace, but not the mace more than anybody else. I mean, maybe in Yem more than anybody else. Yeah, but as beside the mace, he's Hakamichel. The reason why Lav Kol Kamina is because it's not only his bizayin, it's the bizayin of the Gulichai or bizayin of the Echad B'Sayv Olam or bizayin of the Mishpacha. His bizayin is Michael.
It's kind of his fault, isn't it? I don't see why. Is it so weird for everybody to we're working on him because he's the most one involved? He's the one who's involved.
Yeah, I mean, he's dead.
Yeah,
so I said that maybe none of, even though it's not Mishum Kapara, even though it's Mishum Bizayin, but maybe still it's somehow more his mitzvah than anybody else's mitzvah. I'm a tool, but I don't know if that's true. The Kfur is the Mace's mitzvah.
It's his fault.
For dying.
It's his dead body that's calling him to die.
Yeah, maybe something other than it's Mishum Bizayna. Maybe he has to clean up his own mess. Maybe it's not far-fetched. Or again, maybe it's just Drabbanan. I don't know. I'll tell you, if I would have, I don't know. Maybe it's left Afghan nearby. Maybe Yoshim Taka means Bnei Mishmacha. It's hard to believe. Some of Yoshim is Yoshim.
Yeah, I think maybe on the long line of the test said, if it's not his Zion, it's other people's Zion, so then I think it's easier to say that he should have a responsibility that he can't be mokal. It's not something that can be mokal. It becomes a chov and not a schos. A chov like Priya's chov. Like he has a debt to his yorshim that he has to pay for his kura, and he retains violence on him.
He's saying since it's his bizayin too, so even though he's Michael, but if it's other people's bizayin also, he still has to pay.
Yeah.
Josh, that's what you want to say also. What?
Long same line.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. All these are possibilities. You know, we'll leave it. Meanwhile, as an open question. Let's try. Why from the yorshim? It's hard. Anyway, let's continue on the Ramah. The afilu the meis be'alma the less late kaivrim. Even a meis be'alma, he doesn't have any mishpacha of a kamer the late tikberu in shayim eloi. Even if there's no bnei, I think it means even if there's no bnei mishpacha, the less late kaivrim, meis be'alma is a funny lesson. It seems like a meis in the street. The less late kaivrim, the kamer the late tikberu in shayim eloi. The bizyone to kula chayik aminim. The bizayin here is not only the bnei mishpacha; it's of kulichai. The lab mishum bnei mishpacha bilchud. Va'oid the pekam mishpacha nami. Moreover, even if you're going to say it's as the mishpacha, mishpacha is broader than just the people that we see. The osam aminon. I don't remember where this gemara is. Anybody know what this Gemara is about? By what? Oh, by Boshes. By what?
By
Boshes, okay.
It's for the Ma'anis to be Mechai himself.
Okay. Sakoponim. Says the Ramban, the mishpacha over here could be even echad b'sayfa elam. So it's two possibilities in the Ramban. What's the bizayin over here? Who's the bizayin? Is it the bizayin of the? See, in the Ran was a different idiom. The Ran says if it's mishum bizayino, so why can't the bnei mishpacha be meichel? Because why didn't the Gemara say the bnei mishpacha could be meichel? Why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina? The Gemara has it only the other way. If the mace doesn't want, so if it's Mishum Kapara, we would listen. Mishum Bizyoyna, we won't listen. Because of the name Mishpacha. Let the Gemara say, Fakir. What if the name Mishpacha don't want? So if it's Mishum Kapara, we won't listen to the name Mishpacha. But if it's Has Bizyoyna, we'll listen to the name Mishpacha. So the Ran answers, that besides the bizayin of the bnei mishpacha, it's also the bizayin of the meis. It seems, according to the Ran, there is a concept that we could take es the mishpacha and they could be meichel, except that it's a bizayin for the meis. The Ran implies that if they're both meichel, the bnei mishpacha are meichel and the meis is meichel, they both say don't have kura. So mashman the Ran, then we take won't have kura. According to both the shaynas. But the Ramban is not that way. The Ramban says, it doesn't matter, even if all the bnei mishpacha don't want, or there are no bnei mishpacha so interested in burying him, so we still have to bury him. And there are two possibilities, either because it's bizoyin de kulachai, or yes, it's another notion, because there's an echad b'sayfa olam. So there's an echad b'sayfa olam, so mitzad the echad b'sayfa olam, we also have to bury him. So I just want to understand something. What's the ghetto over here? It seems, on the tzad that it's echad b'sayfa olam. So the bnei b'shpacha, which includes even echad b'sayfa olam, they have this right that we should bury the mace, this claim on us that we should bury the mace, alst the zayin of the mishpacha. So what is that? Is that like a tfias mammon? Usually a right is a tfias mammon. Usually a right is a tfias mammon. Like a nizik has a tfias mammon. You know, is that the pshat over here? The bnei mishpacha could be tevea us that we should bury the mace? So it was strange to me. How can echad b'sayfa olam? You have one bnei ben mishpacha b'sayfa olam. We don't know where he is. All the bnei mishpacha here are interested, but there's a guy b'sayfa olam. For all we know, he wants to should be a kfur. So he has a tfiyah. He has a tfiyah's moment that we should bury the mace. And who's going to pay for it? The yoshim, the mishpacha that's here, they'll pay for it, because the echad b'sayfa olam has a tfiyah's moment that we should bury the mace. So isn't that strange? If he has it, how can he be tevei us in dini mammon? So let him pay for it. Can you have a tefias mammon? Mashal shutfin could be tevei each other. Have a tefias mammon on each other. No, bnei achotzer could be tevei each other that they should build the beshar, or they should build a kaisel in some circumstances. They have tefias mammon on each other. Still a poshut though that the bnei achotzer or the bnei ha'ir have tefias mammon on each other. Things that have to be done, but you can only be tevei if you do your share. Imagine if one of the bnei achotzer will be tevea that, you know, we should build a base shahr. Everybody else, not me, I'm not interested, but I'm tevea everybody else to pay for it. That has nothing. The tefias moment is only a nizik could be tevea the mazik, of course, without paying anything himself, because he's the nizik, the other guy's the mazik. But here, the ben mishpacha has bizoyin, so he's tevea us that we should pay for it. Let him pay for it. In tefias moment, it's hard to understand how you can be tevea. How can you have a tefias moment if everybody doing the share? Like, I could have conceived that if all the bnei mishpacha got together and there was one shirker, one of the bnei mishpacha doesn't want to pay, so I could hear that the bnei mishpacha could be kaif each other. They should all be mishtatif. That I could understand. That's a kind of tefias. That's a tefias moment. That's normal. You have a joint responsibility. One guy doesn't want to do a share. So the rest of the bnei mishpacha share this responsibility. They share this bizoyin. They could be tevei him to be mishtatif. But here you have a guy who's b'sayfa olam. He's not being mishtatif, but because of his bizoyin, he's kai for all the other bnei mishpacha to do the kvur, or he's kai for us to do the kvur, or he's kai for the yorshim to do the kvur. What kind of tefias moment is that? Elamai, it's not a tefias moment. Maybe it's not a tefias moment. It's just a mitzvah in Torah. Anyway, that's the real Torah. It's covered to grant. It's a mitzvah in Torah. It's a mitzvah in Torah that we should bury, that we should do kvura, but the reason for the mitzvah is because of the bnei mishpacha. So then why is it? But the Ramban implies that lo yitzur, you can round up all the bnei mishpacha. You can't, because there's echad b'sayfa olam, but lo yitzur, you can round up all the bnei mishpacha. I'm not sure how far the mishpacha goes. You know, all the klai yisrael the mishpacha. I don't know exactly where does the mishpacha end. And once you go past the ocean, where does the mishpacha end? I don't know, but there seems to be. I might ask this gemara also. There's the echad b'sayfa olam. It's like somehow there's the mishpacha that ends with the echad b'sayfa olam. Further than that is already not called the mishpacha. I don't know what the gedder hadover is. I don't know, but anyway, I might say such a thing. So there's this bnei mishpacha. Lo yitzur, you could round up all the bnei mishpacha, then the Ramban implies that if they all are not interested, then we wouldn't have a mitzvah of kura. Why? It's a mitzvah entire of kura, mutul al kol Yisrael, for the bnei mishpacha. So what difference does it make if bnei mishpacha want or they don't want? But we have a mitzvah to do it for the. If it's a tefias mamon, so it's just understand pshat. What's the gather exactly? The bnei mishpacha have a right that we should have a schus that we should. If that's the right word, I'm not sure that that's the right word. The bnei mishpacha, because of their bizoyim, we have to bury the mace. So I could hear that it's a tefias mamon, but then I don't understand how does the echad b'sof olam who's not paying a share. So how does he have a tefias mamon on everybody else? Elamai is not a tefias mamon. Just a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in Torah to do kfur, but we don't know what's the tama mitzvah. The tama mitzvah is because of the bizoyin of the mishpacha. So if the mitzvah is because of the bizoyin of the mishpacha, so why doesn't the mitzvah apply even if the mishpacha doesn't want? Like, what does it matter if they want or not? Yeah.
You're going to have a mitzvah that
technically, let's say, the mitzvah is not on them, the mitzvah is on everybody. I mean, if it's a mitzvah, if it's not a tefias moment, it's a mitzvah of kura, based on this the kura. In the case of the Torah, Kavet Gredo, based on this the kura. But we're saying the reason for the kura is because of the bizoyin and the mishpacha. So who cares if the mishpacha is interested or not? Yeah,
I was thinking about Mem Aleph and Ksubis, and it seems not. If we're learning it that it's about this mitzvah purpose, so it's not really analogous to those Gemara Ksubis, because the Gemara Ksubis says that someone comes to court and says, "I was Fata so-and-so's daughter."
Yeah.
So the Tanov or the Mishnah says that you pay Bosha Subgan, but you don't pay the Knesset. And then Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, he argues, and he says that you don't even pay boshes v'gam because you're not believed to call someone give a shame zona to someone. Why? Because it's going to be a bizoy on the family, if it's not b'nei mishpacha, then it's someone from Sof Olam who's going to be embarrassed.
That's the Ramban's Gemara.
Yeah. So, but that's not like a what? How does mitzvah fit into that context? It seems like it's solely about bizoy. It seems like bizoy is really the way we're explaining it.
Well, I think it's interesting. Just when you see that there's a mitzias of bizoy and fechav b'sefel. I think all he wanted from that Gemara was the mitzias. I think the gedder is that avada kfur is a mitzvah. Kfur is not a tefias moment, otherwise we'll go to a bunch of mechirel of a raya. The Ramban began saying sofik yisur. Kfur is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah I'll call Yisrael. By a meis mitzvah where there's no b'nei mishpacha, you have to be kovei the meis, even if it costs you money. Time is money, you're going to lose money. You have to spend the time, and you have to be kovei the meis. The kfur is a mitzvah. But the Gemara says, what's the reason for the mitzvah? Somehow this mitzvah has a reason. So the reason for the mitzvah is either mishum kapara or it's mishum b'syayna. Like we spoke out from Tosfos that we know these things are true. We know that the kfur involves b'zoyin. We know kfur involves kapara because it says it by Mrs. Beistin. We want to know what's together, why the Torah said there's a mitzvah of kfur. So if the mitzvah of kfur is mishum b'syayna, that doesn't mean that it's the mishpacha has a tefias moment to be tovei the kfur. It doesn't make any sense. The echad b'sof olam is tovei smart. It's tovei the kfur. Let him do the kfur. It means about it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is that we have a mitzvah that we have to, like it's a mitzvah like it's a gemilas chasodim. We have a mitzvah that we have to be kovei the meis because it's going to be a bizoyin otherwise for the bnei mishpacha. B'sayin for olam, it's going to be a bizoyin. So we now have a mitzvah. The Torah said that we have to daiga for the tova of the bnei mishpacha, and therefore we have to be kovei the meis. Nonetheless, if the bnei mishpacha don't want. The Ramban said, "Failed. If the Meir Mishpacha don't want, then we should not have to. If the Meir Mishpacha don't want, Ramban asks, what does the Meir Mishpacha don't want? I'll tell you what I was going to say, but maybe we don't even need it. What I wanted to say is that it's a mitzvah ba'alma. Nonetheless, if the bnei mishpacha don't want to pay for it, and they're here and they don't want to pay for it, so then we don't have to pay for it either. similar to like the Gemara says about Azev Tazev Imay. Azev Tazev Imay is not a tefias moment; it's a mitzvah. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that that it's only if the Bala Hamar sits down and says you have a mitzvah, I don't have a mitzvah, so you take care of it. So that way, then you don't have to do it. The mitzvah milchatchil is Imay. If he's mishtatif, so I have a mitzvah also to help him. So maybe al derech zeh, the mitzvah kvur is because of the bizoyin of the bnei mishpacha. But if the bnei mishpacha themselves don't want to be mishtatif, so they can't force us to do it for them. To the extent that they don't, that if they don't want to be mishtatif, then we don't have the mitzvah. I think now that I may be mistaken, Rambam never actually said that to the Feiris, that if the bnei mishpacha don't want, the mitzvah goes away. The Ramban said like this. The Ramban said, "I feel the meis ba'alma the less they cover him. Even if there are no bnei mishpacha, the guy dies and there are no bnei mishpacha. So still we have to bury him. First of all, because it's b'zoyin to kula chay, because maybe it's b'zoyin for the whole world. And number two, maybe it's b'zoyin for echad b'seif ha'il. The Bataka never said lu yitzur. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe lu yitzur. If you would get all the bnei mishpacha together, they would all say they don't care about their b'zoyin. Maybe Taka would be no mitzvah. Maybe they would. I'm sorry. Maybe there still would be a mitzvah." Because of the design of the Bnei HaMishpacha. The Rambam never said otherwise. The Ran said otherwise. The Ran said that if it's design of the Bnei HaMishpacha, so the Bnei HaMishpacha can be Meichel. And the Ran answered for Akashas, so why did the Gemara say that after Mina? So the Ran answered, no, it's a design for the Meis too. The Ran never said those words. The Ramban rather never said those words. There doesn't say anywhere in the Ramban, now I'm looking it over again, does not say anywhere in the Ramban that if the Bnei HaMishpacha are Meichel, the mitzvah goes away. Maybe it's not true. Even if the Bnei HaMishpacha are Meichel, maybe there's still a mitzvah mishum b'zayin over the Mishpacha. I cannot show what will be the din. Yeah, there's no nafkamina, because always echad b'seif ha'olam, so there's no practical nafkamina. I'm asking a thought experiment. Lo yitzur, we could get together all the Bnei HaMishpacha, even the Echad B'Seif Ha'Olam. And all the Bnei HaMishpacha would say, we don't care, this guy can, for all we care, he can just lie in the street. So what would be, would there be a mitzvah kur, would there be a mitzvah kur? So I'm not sure. Maybe there would no longer be a mitzvah kur. Al derech azit hazit imoy. And maybe there would be a mitzvah kur anyway, because it's mishum, because we still have a mitzvah to worry about bizayin. Kach kach. Either way though, the point that I want to bring out is, I don't think it's a tvius moment. A, because it doesn't have dormah b'meitz mechavel of a raya. And B, because then how could Echadosh B'Seif Ha'olam have a tefias moment on us? How can he have a tefias moment if he's not mishtatav? Like, it's not a tefias moment. It's a mitzvah, just like if it's bizoyin de kula chayim. So it's certainly a mitzvah. If it's bizoyin de kula chayim, you think that's a tefias moment? All of the chayim have a tefias moment on us. I don't think that's together. There's a mitzvah because of kavod of kula chayim. The Torah gave a mitzvah as kavod chayim. It's not that mankind has a tefias moment on us to bury it. It's that we have a mitzvah as the kavod of mankind. So on the other side also, that it's not mankind, it's kol mishpacha. It's not that the mishpacha has a tefias moment on us. It's that we have a mitzvah as the covenant of the mishpacha. As the bizoyin of the mishpacha.
The husband has a
chiyuv
to bury his wife. Is that a
tefias
moment?
That's a tefias moment. That I think is a tefias moment. That's a tefias moment. But I think this is a tefias moment. We'll see going forward. I think this is going to be Nagel going forward as well. This conceptualization that I don't believe that the mitzvah of Kura, even on the tzad that it's Mishum B'Zayinu, that it's a tefias moment that the Bnei Mishpacha have on us. I think it's a mitzvah that we have because of the B'Zayinu and the Mishpacha. I had also just a horror in Chesed. Hello, Aaron Chesman. Yeah, sorry.
Based on that, if that's a tefias moment, according to the tzad that the Yonah, the design of the Bnei Mishpacha, is it a tefias moment from the Bnei Mishpacha of the wife on the husband?
Again, by
the chiyuv of the husband.
The husband has a chiyuv to bury because it's from Tanoia Ksuba. So it's something that he obligated himself to her.
But bearing is not Mishum Bizyon. If it's Mishum Bizyon, then it's not because of her. It's not her.
What do you mean? How does the husband have a wife to... Oh. It's like, if Kfur is Mishum Bizyon, according to Ramban, means be zayin of the mishpacha, I could be zayin of the meis too. The man never said otherwise. The Ran says he'd be zayin of the meis too. I don't know that Taisus is chayluk. I don't know that the Ran is chayluk. And Taisus seems to say not though. Taisus seems to say that it's only be zayin of the mishpacha and it's not be zayin of the meis. We could ask in Taisus. Taisus says taka b'feir. It says that kfur is not also be zayin of meis. It's only be zayin of mishpacha. The meis is easily he's only be zayin of mutal al mita b'kavod. Whatever that means, I have no idea. So when a husband obligates himself to his wife in Toyak Suva that he did in Kfura, she's saying the Chorot's his chayv is not to the wife, it's his chayv is to the mishpach of the wife. I don't know, maybe Taka. It's hard to believe though. I want to bring a different issue entirely. Let's move along. Just to sum up, what do we see in the Ramban? We saw in the Ramban that Ramban is too stalled, and what does it mean, bizoyin of the mishpacha? In Taisus it says, well, in the Ran it says, bizoyin of the mishpacha means literally mishpacha. The mishpacha right here, and if the mishpacha say we don't want, then yesh lo don't taka, why do we have to do the kfur? Says the Ran, because of the bizoyin of the mace. And if nobody wants, then we taka don't have to do mitzvah. We don't have to do kfur. Taka don't have to do kfur, look at the Ran. The mace and the mishpacha don't want, there's no mitzvah's kfur. Let me share with you. Take a look. The Ran says differently than the Ramban. I want to read with you the Ramban. I want to read with you the Ran. Just four lines. The Ran says like this: the Ma'inaf Gemino the Omer Leitik Beruhu Laigav. Says the Ran. Aval Hocholoy Aminon Naf Gemino La Pukimei Hayorshim. How come the Gemara doesn't say over here, like the Gemara says later on by Hesped, that the nafkamina is to be mitzi from the yorshim? If it's mishum kapara, it will be mitzi from the yorshim. But if it's mishum bizyona, then we won't be mitzi from the yorshim because it's their bizyona and they don't care. Says the Ran, no. He says we'll be mitzi from the yorshim anyway, because the imishum kapara pshitin makino. Obviously, if it's mishum kapara, we're mitzi from the yorshim. But even if it's mishum b'zayinah, the imishum b'zayinah nami mafkinim inayu. Even if it's as b'zayin, we'll be mitzi from the yorshim. The b'zayinah la mishum the b'zayinah dechay lechud, ela ab b'zayinah the meis ikol. Even if it's mishum b'zayinah, the b'zayin is not only for the chayim; the b'zayin is also for the meis. And therefore, even if the chayim don't want, but we still have to be mitzi. We'll still be mitzi for them because of the b'zayin for the meis. So I two things over here. Number one. The Ran certainly implies that if the Chaim and the Meis both don't want Kfura, then we don't have to do Kfura. The Chaim don't want, so we don't have to do it for them. And the Meis doesn't want, so we don't have to do it for him. Neither Mishum Kapar, because he's not going to have the Kapar, nor Mishum Bizoyin, because he doesn't care about the Bizoyin. It's Mukuch and Ran that Kfura is a kind of tfiyas moment. The mace and the chayim together are teveya. The mace is teveya from the chayim that they should bury him. And even if the mace doesn't want, even if the mace, if nobody wants, the mace doesn't want and the yorshim don't want, then we're not going to bury. Why? Because why should we bury? The mace doesn't want and the yorshim don't want. So there's no bizayin of the yorshim and no bizayin of the mace. I don't understand. If kfur is, if we'll say like I said a minute ago, that kfur is just a mitzvah. We are mitzvah that we have to bury a mace because of bizayin of the mace and of the chayim. It's our mitzvah. We have to worry about the bizayin of the bizayin of the chayim, of the bizayin of the chayim, bizayin of the mace. So why, if the chayim don't want, don't we have the mitzvah anyway? So before I said, it's like azav tazav imah. They don't want, we don't have the mitzvah. Is that shayach by the mace too? Or maybe it's shayach by the mace too. The mace also. The mace doesn't want, so I don't have a mitzvah to worry about the bizayin of the mace. Maybe even the rabbi could say this. It's not a tefias moment. It's not a tefias moment. The mace doesn't want, and the chayim don't want, so there's no tefias moment. I don't understand something else though in the rabbi. Why are the yorshim over here, the balabatim, on the bizayin of the mishpacha? The Ran says, "Aval hochol yamin nafkinu lapukim mi yorshim, the mimana shach nafkinu mi nayil." Because if it's al kapar, we're sure might see from them. And even if it's al bizayin, it's not only their bizayin; it's also the bizayin hames. The Ran makes it sound like the only people who play over here, as far as bizayin are concerned, are the yorshim and the mace. Even if the Yorshim say we don't want to bury him, we're still mighty from the Yorshim. I, they don't care about their Bizayin, but this Bizayin HaMeis. Why is it the Yorshim? Aren't there other Koyvim besides the Yorshim? Isn't the Mishpacha is only the Yorshim? The whole Mishpacha has Bizayinus. So the Mishpacha has Bizayinus. Why isn't that a reason to be mighty from the Yorshim? Look to the problem we have at the beginning of the Ramban. Even if the Yorshim don't want, may see a man bal karchon. Or even if there's no kaivrim, to be joined to kula chayik haminu. So I don't have the Ram. Do you guys have the Ramban? You don't have the Ramban and the Ram in front of you, right? For the most part. You should have, I think I mentioned this, you should have, maybe you should make Xeroxes of the Ramban, the Ram, the basic Rishonim. You should have it in front of you. It's hard to be Mishtatif from not seeing it. The Lashon and the Ramban is very similar, now, I say. I didn't notice similar, except that they diverge. The Ramban and the Ram, they both start, I don't even have a marker. They both start, what if the Yorshim say we don't want? I see both in the Ramban and the Ran, that's his point of departure. I feel Omru Yorshim loy ba'ino. So, meaning to say, ostensibly, if the Yorshim don't want, then there's no Bizayin. Like, you know, you're telling me that the Mace doesn't want, and what if the Yorshim, like the Gemara says, what if the Yorshim also don't want? They both start, I feel Omru Yorshim, same Lashon. I feel Bo Yorshim Nami, the loy likviru. The Ran is the same Lashon. Even if the Yorshim also say don't bury him, means the Mace said don't bury him, and the Yorshim also said don't bury him. So Kila, both the Ramban and the Ran are wondering, if the Mace said don't bury him, and the Yorshim said don't bury him, so for whose sake are you burying him? So the Ran, but here they change. The Ran, Ran says, well, the Ran didn't start off exactly like the Ramban. The Ran said, even if the Yorshim don't want, even if the Yorshim don't want, you have to bury him anyway, because it's still a bizayin for the mace. So even if the Yorshim don't want, but it's a bizayin for the mace. And the Ran applies that if the mace also doesn't want, then takana. If the Yorshim don't want and the mace don't want, doesn't want, then that's it. You covered all your bases. So nobody cares. So you don't have to bury him. The Ramban does not agree with that. So the Ramban says a little bit differently. The Ramban says, even if the Yorshim also don't want, the mace doesn't want, and the Yorshim also don't want, by the Ran's lights in that case, that's it, you covered all your bases. Forget it, call off the funeral. But the Ramban says, no, even if the mace doesn't want, and the Yorshim also don't want, but A, or alternatively, even if there's no Yorshim around at all, it's like a mace Baalma in the street where there are no Yorshim. So, Kachachach, there's the Yorshim don't want, or there are no Yorshim. He says, nonetheless, and the mace also doesn't want. The Ramban says, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says, okay, then you don't have a funeral. The Ramban says, no, you still have to bury him. Why do you have to bury him still? He says two things. A, because he's a bizoyin of all of the chayim, so mankind wants. Or there's an echad b'soifa olam. It's impossible that there's an echad b'soifa olam who doesn't want to have a tefillah. So I don't understand. Just the ifritites of you. Who are the bnei mishpacha? The Yorshim or the whole extended family? Just what's by definition? What's when we talk about the bizayin of the mishpacha? Which mishpacha are we talking about? We're talking about his children, his yoshim, or we're talking about the whole extended family, his sisters and his cousins and his aunts? When we reckon by the dozens, who are we talking about over here? So he starts off. Sounds like he only cares about the yoshim. Says even if the yoshim don't want and the mace doesn't want, so there's nobody left. So why are you marrying him? So I would think. What should the Ramban answer? Even if the Yorshim don't want, but maybe his cousin wants, maybe his uncle wants, maybe Aunt Frances wants, a lot of, maybe somebody else wants. Doesn't say that. He jumps to Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. The Efshir Shib is not the Echad B'Seif Ha'olam who wants. What do you need Echad B'Seif Ha'olam? There's no relatives over here. It's not a Yorish B'Seif Ha'olam. The Efshir Shib, that there's no Echad B'Seif Ha'olam, does not mean that the Efshir is no Yorish B'Seif Ha'olam. That's for sure not true. All the Yorshim are here. But there's the extended family is the Esher that's Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. So apparently the Ramban is envisioning that the Bizayin of the Mishpacha is not only the Yorshim. The Bizayin of the Mishpacha is the whole extended family. And that's why he answers that it's Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. But then I don't understand this. So then what was his problem in the first place? He said even if the Yorshim don't want and the Mace doesn't want, but there's Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. Say better, even if the Yorshim don't want and the Mace doesn't want, but there are other relatives. Except you could, what the Ramban should have said is, what if all relatives don't want? But that was not the Lashon of the Ramban. The Lashon of the Ramban was, afilu amu yorshim leibayin, even if the yorshim don't want, and even if the mace doesn't want, he skips an intermediate step. I'm not asking Kashi Lomdus, I'm just asking Kashi Pashan, the if of the Ramban. I'll read you the Ramban again, just in case you don't have it, because it's nice, it's very glaring. I'll skip some of the lines that aren't so important for what I'm wanting to point out. He says, Hilka Kaivanaisi the Seku, afilu bo. Yorshim nami dulelik beru. Even if the Yorshim also don't want to bury him, not only does the mace not want, but the Yorshim also don't want. Meitzin men bal karchon, we make the Yorshim pay, even though the Yorshim don't want to bury him, and the mace doesn't want to be buried. Why? A, the bizayin of the kulachai kaminim, because it's a bizayin for mankind. V'la mishum bnei mishpacha b'lchud. V'oid the pgam mishpacha nami, it's a pgam for the mishpacha. Had the Efshel Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. Well, maybe it sounds like this. He's doing two steps at once. Maybe in the family, he's doing two steps at once. His initial assumption was that it's only the Yorshim. When we're talking about Mishpacha, we mean the Yorshim. So, Dr. Ramban, what if the Yorshim don't want? What if the Yorshim don't want? Says the Ramban, Yorshim, Mishpacha here doesn't mean Yorshim. Mishpacha, it means Pekam Mishpacha. And Pekam Mishpacha, we have to add the words, like Chsuri Mechsur. And Gam Mishpacha, you're going to tell me, so maybe the whole Mishpacha doesn't want. No, but once you're already talking about Mishpacha, so Mishpacha, you can never get everybody's consensus because there's Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. So it calls a Nichtas B'Divrei Ramban. In Echadam, Mitchil Ramban thought that Mishpacha means the Kroibim, means the Yorshim. So the Ramban thought, if that's the case, so ask the Yorshim, ask the Mace, and now we don't have a funeral. Says the Ramban, no, that's not it. Mishpacha, so first it's mankind. Then it's not that same mankind. You can say it's Gam Mishpacha. The design here is not for the Yorshim. The bizayin here is for the mishpacha, and mishpacha already is you can never round up everybody because there's an echad b'seif ha'olam. That's how it is in the Ramban. The Ran Otaka, I think, comes out of interesting machlekus. The Ran really said, the Ran said, let's, what if the Yorshim don't want? And the Ran answered, but the Mace doesn't want. End of story. Sounds like we have a machlekus. Besides the, you know, besides the machlekus, we certainly have a machlekus. We have a double machlekus. First of all, it's a machlekus that the Ran holds, and if you have the Yorshim and you have the Mace, that's it. You covered everybody. You don't have to worry about Echad B'Sofa Olam, and you don't have to worry about mankind. The Ran seems to hold Aloch HaMaisa. If the Mace doesn't want, then the Yorshim don't want, then that's it. You just leave them lying around. That's number one. And the Ramban is Befeirish Cholok. The Ramban said, no, even if the Yorshim doesn't want and the Mace doesn't want, you still have to worry about Echad B'Sofa Olam. You still have to worry about mankind. That's Machlokes number one. And that's the Machlokes in Halacha L'Maisa. But you also see a Machlokes in the definition of Mishpacha. The Ran defines Mishpacha, Bizoyin of the Mishpacha, to mean the Yorshim. I don't know why, but he defines Bizoyin of the Mishpacha to mean the Yorshim. Maybe by analogy to more later on by Hesped, where it talks about Yorshim, but we'll talk about that later. But the Ramban understands, in his Havmid, he also thought the way. But the Ramban's maskana is that no, Mishpacha doesn't mean that. Mishpacha means not only the Yorshim. The Yorshim may have the money of the Mace, but Mishpacha is the whole Mishpacha, and that already includes Echad B'Sofa Olam. Okay, that's interesting. Maybe that's useful going forward. I have a kasha. We have to move along. I have a kasha. Nice, it says here in the Ramban that Bizoyan over here is not only, maybe it's Bizoyan of the, it's not only the Yoshim, that's for sure, but it extends perhaps to the whole Mishpacha. And the Ramban has another side that maybe Bizoyan means the Bizoyan of mankind. And that's the definition of Bizoyan. I have a kasha. I want maybe you'll see the kasha. Take a look at the Gemara. When the Gemara says Toshma from the story with Achiyah ben Yerovam, maybe somebody could ask a kasha. And this Ramban, that Bizoyin means Bizoyin of mankind. Which Toshma is it? I think the second Toshma. Toshma, the soft little Yisrael, the cover, I say. V'yamid kechet heveli kapar, hanach dam bilikbuk techet heveli kapar. So the answers. The Rebbeinu didn't want them to have a kapar. Have a kasha on this line in the Gemara. Feed the Ramban, the Chorid is a glaring problem in this line. If you just speak out the Gemara, you'll see. Yeah, oh.
Sounds like you were saying the point is rather bizarre, and then it's fine.
Yeah.
But that's not fair, since it's designed for the whole world.
What does he want to say? Mrs. Yerovin came to the Novi, to Achiyah Shiloini, the Rebbe of the Baal Shem. You didn't know that? The Chassidim said the Rebbe of the Baal Shem was Achiyah Shiloini. Anyway, I don't vouch for the historicity, but that's what they said. So anyway, Mrs. Yerovin came to Achiyah Shiloini, because her son was sick. So he said, do you remember what? The whole Mishpacha is going to get killed, and they're not going to be buried, and they're not going to have a hesped, and it's going to be eaten by the just going to lie around in the streets. But Achiyah, he'll have a kura, and he'll have a hesped. So the Gemara says, so Achiyah said that all of Mishpachas Yerovam, they're not going to be buried. If kura is threatening Gemara, If Kfur is Mishum Kapara, then why don't we want to bury them? They should have a Kapara. They're big Rishonim. That's more than all the more reason. They should have a Kapara. Some more answers, but Mishum doesn't want such Rishonim to have a Kapara. But the Gemara implies that if it's Mishum Bizyayin, then it's good. The Gemara is only asking Kashim if it's Mishum Kapara. But if it's Mishum Bizyayin, that was the original Tashma. If it's Mishum Bizyayin, then it's Nicho. Why is it Nicho if it's Mishum Bizyayin? A Poshub Shat. Because if it's Mishum Bizoyin, so we take want them to have a Bizoyin, and not only, and even if it's Bizoyin in the Mishpacha, but we want all the Mishpachas Yerovim and Nevot to have a Bizoyin. I understand. The whole Mishpacha Yerovim, that's the whole point. They should all have a Bizoyin. But if you say, like the Ramban, that Bizoyin of here doesn't mean Bizoyin in the Mishpacha, Bizoyin of here means Bizoyin of mankind. So then why is it better L'madom Mishum Bizoyin? L'madom Mishum Bizoyin is even worse. There's no Teretz. What's the Novi saying? B'nei Yerovam are not going to be buried. They're not going to be buried. But it's going to be a Bizoyin for mankind. Why should we be revising mankind for Yerovam and Nevot's kids? Not even going to be a Teretz.
Why is it a design for mankind for a Russia to have a design?
According
to mankind, it's not a design to mankind. It's only a design to mankind if a good person is sitting out on the floor. But if a Russia is sitting on the
floor,
it's
not
a design to mankind.
I don't know if that's true.
Why is it a design to man in the first place? Because there's a human body that's rotting on the floor.
So that's still true.
But if it's a Russia, so why do we care that that he's rotting on the floor? They're Michael at design, they don't care.
Oh, that may say something else. And later on, it's as far as that Chayes and Michael, they're covered in order that Menashe, by the Gemara later on about Pisca. The Chayes and Michael, they're covered in order that Menashe should have a kapar. So maybe that's trying to learn that if it's Mishum Bizayin, so even if it's a Bizayin of mankind, but mankind would be Michael their Bizayin, Kihechi, that Bnei Yerovam should have a kapar and not being buried. Yeah, but not being buried is not a kapara, it's a lack of kapara. If it's Mishum kapara, we want them to ask kapara, we want them buried.
Michael not are Bizayin so that they have Bizayin.
Oh, that thing we never said, that we just make up.
Mizayin of mankind is not the svara to obligate us to bury him, but not the svara that it would stop. Certainly, primarily, it's the first and foremost. And certainly, if that becomes a punishing him,
meaning the Rebbeinu Shlom's Cheshbonos. Achashbonos, we care about the design of mankind. So even if he doesn't want, and even if the Mishpacha don't want, but mankind wants, so that's enough reason to have Mitzvah's Kuhn. But in the Rebbeinu Shlom's calculus, certainly more design for the Mace himself. So Bnei Yerovam deserve that they should have design. Mankind will also have a design from it. Okay, but the primary design is the Mishpacha's Yerovam, and that's the Novi's, that's the Rebbeinu Shlom's Cheshbon. That could be. I just had one ha'ara, interesting thing. Rabbeinu Hananel brings the sugya. He just brings the sugya kitzurasa, but at the end, Rabbeinu Hananel says one strange thing. Yeah, anybody notice what Rabbeinu Hananel says there? He says the maskana of the Gemara is that it's mishum kapar. Where did Rabbeinu Hananel see such a maskana? Everybody else says it's a bayi lishter, Rabban says it's a bayi lishter. But where did Rabbeinu Hananel see such a maskana? The Gemara brought a raya, toshma, was doing all the toshma. Where's such a maskana? So I don't know, I'll leave it down as any of that. But maybe we could say, I don't know if it's Derech Pilpul, maybe it's not for Derech Pilpul. That Rabbeinu Hananel learned that like the Ramban, that Bizoyin means Bizoyin of Kulachai. Doesn't mean of any way to be specific. It's a Bizoyin that makes him lying around. And Meile Nechanami, the Toshma is Hakarayas Mishum Kapara. The Gemara means to speak out like this. Toshma, the Gemara is asking, it's not even good if it's Mishum Kapara. That's the Gemara's question. It's Hakanak good Mishum, it doesn't work with Bizoyin at all. But even if it's Mishum Kapara affecting the Gemara, it's no good. Because they're Rishonim, let's give them a Kapara. So the Gemara answers, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want Rishonim to have a Kapara. So it's Tim's Lamad Dama Mishum Kapara. But Lamad Dama Mishum Bizayin, the Taka doesn't work. In the Chanami, that's why the Psukkah of Ramach Kriya said it's Taka Mishum Kapara, not Mishum Bizayin.
Yeah. Does it touch
more
afterwards?
The second to last Tashma? There's another Tashma afterwards. Yeah, you have the Gemara. Maybe the second Tashma is also like that. Says that the Rishonim is Mizman HaKurban, also they weren't going to be buried. So the Gemara says, but even Shem Kapara, let's bury them. They should have a Kapara. The Gemara doesn't want them to have a Kapara. We can say the same Cheshbon, but it's Bizayin for mankind. But there, it's less acute, because maybe the whole door was Rishonim. So maybe there is no mankind. And maybe not. Maybe the Gloshim of the Gemara is Rishonim. Rashi Gloshim is Rishonim. Maybe there's still mankind to speak of. And the second Tashma is out there after the first Tashma. That you have something. The first Tashma is a Raya, and the world's still doing another Tashma. Not a Raya. Another Raya.
One is regressing to the last thing you ever said.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it before, and shown it, that they say that the Tashima, when they're all attacking one side, and if they all uphold, even after the Tashima is attached to knock them away, then that
right.
Shows that the Gemara believes that side is correct. Like, even after
yeah, but then it'll come out the other way. It's past this Pasha trap, you don't say my husband, then all the Tashmas are attacking the side of Kapara
right.
And upholding the side of Bizayin.
Right.
And the Rabbeinu Hananel says, my Skadis Mishum Kapara.
Exactly. I feel like I've seen, I can't say one offhand, but that when they say that the Gemara is trying to knock away and can't, and that shows that it's right.
It shows that it's right.
I feel like I've seen that.
I know some of the Rishonim have a cloud that if the Gemara has kashrus on one side, and even though the Gemara keeps saying answers that are, is daichik answers, but still the kashrus is like the other side. But to say this, that I never heard. But they let you say anyway.
The second point, though, was that I think there's Gemara Mokhama.
Yeah.
Which talks about boshas of a kata, and if one, well, first, sorry, talks about boshas of a person who's
sleeping, and then you're embarrassed and then you die. Why are you working out that it's about whether it's about koshas mishpacha or whether it's about moshas of the person, and then they're not clear whether they have to pay. So just that as a reference point of showing that there's a tvias mamon that the mishpacha have, presumably the person, otherwise who else is collecting that mosha.
That's a good muscle where you have it. The mishpachas, bizayin has it, creates a tvias mamon. Right, so that's the need to know. I'm still not. I don't have a.
So maybe within the round, or point.
This nekudism. Let me just revisit that for a second before we go on. I don't know that I have a clear maskana, and maybe we should just clear it as a hakira. When we talk about bizayin in the sugya, the bizayin in the mishpacha, or the bizayin of the kovim, the Ramban extends that to the bizayin of the whole extended mishpacha, the bizayin of mankind. Is that yesh his topic? Is that a kind of trius mammon that they have, that the mishpacha has, to be tevea kvura? I mean, maybe it's not a trius mammon exactly, because maybe it's free, but they're tevea from us. But I guess it's a trius mammon. They're tevea us that we should expend, wait, see, from the yoshim, they tevea from us the expenditure of the kvura. And that's why, you know, if they don't want, then, you know, that's what they're out there on. Their Ramban are busy with. Somehow, if they don't want, if they don't care, then this taka with potter. And that's why that's what the Ramban and the Ramban were discussing. What if the Kohen don't want? We should be potter. So the Ramban says, yeah, but the Mace wants. And the Ramban adds, even if the Mace doesn't want, but the mankind wants, and the extended family wants. So, but the implicit in all of this is that if they don't want taka, then there's no chiyuv. Because it's a tvi, so we can understand, because it's a tvias moment. Is that the right way to understand it? So I was bothered by the fact that how can Echad B'Soif Olam, who's not being mishat, that create a tvias moment on us? So let him pay. I'm not sure if that's. So the other possibility is that it's not a tvias moment; it's a mitzvah. But if the Bala Bizoyin himself doesn't care about the Bizoyin, then we don't have the mitzvah to worry about his Bizoyin. Usually his topic, I think it'll be again later on by Hesped, maybe this issue also. Is it a tvias moment? Is this bizoyin that the Gemara talks about? Is it tvias mammon that the mishpacha has, or is it not a tvias mammon? We have a mitzvah to be kover because of the bizoyin of the mishpacha. But if the mishpacha doesn't care, then it's like hazav tazavim. We don't have a mitzvah to worry about their bizoyin if they themselves don't care about their bizoyin. That far the Torah wasn't mechayev. So you actually stop. I don't leave that as an open question. I don't want to sink back down into the cheshbon, the back and forth. Just leave that as an open question. Okay, the Rambam, especially the Rambam over here, the Rambam says that, I think in the beginning of Nichus Ovel Perek, Yidalim maybe, beginning of the Perek, Yibes, the Rambam says that if the mace said that he doesn't want to be buried, so the Rambam says we don't listen to him. I guess for the Rambam has to listen to him, that's the next thing. But by Kfur we don't listen to him because Shakfur Mitzvah. So then Makovatik Berenu. So the next Kalim asks, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara says different reason why we don't listen to him. Because Kfur is Mishum Bizyana. And if we'll be Mishum Kapara, we would listen to him. So how can the Ramski making up a new reason? The Ram says it's the mitzvah. So Ein Chacham Uvein Tfunu. The Torah said Kovat to Gurenu. That's not the reason. You see in the Gemara that even though it's a mitzvah, if the mitzvah is Mishum Kapara, we would listen. It's a different reason, Mishum Bizyana. So what's going on in the Ram? The Chamishnah says a very big daichuk that the Rambam holds that Kfur is only the Rabbanon. And since Kfur is only the Rabbanon, the Chamishnah says trapped in the Rambam that the Rambam learned that the Gemara is going that Kfur is the Rabbanon. Because the Rambam learned that that's the machloikis Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. Nupshat. The Lishna Kama said that Amalim is Meis Oivim Eloisa say, because it says Kovat Tikrenu and then it's in their Iso. But the Lishna Basra said Rem is the Kfurim in Atarah. The Lishna Basra means to say, it's not like the other Rishonim learned, that Rem is that the Lishna Basra is talking about Kfur Ba'oran, let's see, why not put him in a box. The Lecha Mishnah is different Shad in the Gemara. You know, whole Machlekes, Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, they're saying exactly the same thing. That you have to be Kovat Kol HaMeisim. Not only a Tolu, you have to be Kovat Kol HaMeisim. Lishna Kama also said Dindar Aisa, Talmud Lomer Kovat Tikrenu. And Lishna Basra holds it's only a Remes, it's only Dindar Abonon. So if it's only Dindar Abonon, so then we could take and say, what's the reason for the Dindar Abonon? Is it Mishum Kapar? Is it Mishum Bijayin? The Rabbonans have reasons. With Nafkaminas. But the Rama passes like Lishna Kama, that Kfur is a Dindar Aisa. If Kfurza Deraisa, then there's no time of the crow. We don't dash in time of the crow. If Kfurza Deraisa, then that's it. You have to bury. No questions asked. And Mela, there's nothing to talk about, and he can't say don't be, he doesn't want to be buried. I've come the Lecha Mishnah. That's nice. It's a very dochuk de Keteretz. If anything, if the Gemara is shackled with the shackle of the Torah, you leave it with the Basra, so it should be that Lecha like the Lecha Basra. So Ram is a Sher Ramam. I had a Hagosha. Again, I don't know, I think I may have expended my, may have used up my allowance, but that maybe the Ram was Beres Faket. But we have in the Gemara, all the Rishonim have in the Gemara, that if it's Mishum Kapara, then he could say Leibayinu. But if it's Mishum Bizoyin, then he can't. And the Rishonim grapple, the Rishonim Atas, the Harashi, the Yad Ramah, even if it's Mishum Kapara, so he doesn't want the Kapara, but let's give him the Kapara anyway. So Rashi said, no, but the Kapara's not going to work if he doesn't want it. And the Ramah says, it's a Chiddush, that if a person doesn't want Kapara, we don't have to give him the Kapara. So I had a gosh, and maybe the Ram read the Gemara just the opposite. I mean, he was going to the Gemara just the opposite. He amit Mishum Kapara. So then you have to bury him. What's the kid doesn't want? It's a miss, you have to bury him, Mishum Kapara. But if it's Mishum Bizyoyno, Bizyoyno means Bizyoyno of the Mace, not the Mishpacha, Bizyoyno of the Mace. If it's Mishum Bizoyin, then he doesn't care about his Bizoyin, then we don't have to. The Yisoyin over here, the Oymak over here is, I think there's a Rebach. Because the Sugya, we anyway grapple with the Sugya. What is it? We dash in time at the Kra. There's a mission to her, call it to Kerenum. We're making a time of now. We have. We wonder what's the time. Is the time Mishum Bizoyin? Is the time Mishum? Is the time Mishum Kapara? A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So, not the end of the world. I said a mahalach. The Pshat is the Gemara knows such a thing as Kfur Mishum Bizoyin. Because, of course, before Matan Torah, they also buried people. And the Gemara knows there's such a thing as Kfur Mishum Kapara because it's said by Mrs. Basin, the parsha of Kfur. And we come for him in the special kever of the Rishoyim, and then we transfer him. So the Gemara knows that there's such a thing as Kfur Mishum Kapara. And the Gemara knows this thing as Kfur Mishum Bizoyin. And now there's a mitzvah Kfur. So the Gemara wants to know, hey, Minayu, like Tosha says, hey, Minayu Iker. The Torah gave this mitzvah probably because of one of those ideas. And Mimela, it's not a regular time of the crow. Regular time of the crow we wouldn't do. But here, where we know Kfur really has an agenda, has an effect of Kapara, and we know Kfur really has an effect of Bizyoyna, so it's Mistabra to the Gemara that the Kfur over here is for one of those two reasons. If we'll say the way I want to suggest in the Rambam, so then I think the Gemara, we don't have to worry about the time of the crow at all. The Pshat in the Gemara is Poshut. In Torah you have things that are mitzvahs. And in Torah, you have things that are schusim. You have mitzvahs, tzitzis, tulin, many mitzvahs. And you have schusim, nezek, that the nezek can be today the hezek, and asaf tazavimoy, that you have to, or Shabbos Haveid, but Shabbos Haveid is a mitzvah too, but it's because of the. Let me say it differently. In Torah you have mitzvahs that are just mitzvahs, but not lamakum. And then you have mitzvahs where even if it's a mitzvah like a Shabbos Haveda or as a Tazavimai, but the side of the mitzvah is to help somebody, to give somebody something. If he doesn't want, you don't have to do it. If he doesn't want the Haveda back, you don't have to give it to him. If he doesn't want you to help him with his chamar, then you don't have to help him. So you have different kind of mitzvahs. So the Gemara Shaila is, what's exactly mitzvahs kura? Is mitzvahs kura mishum kapara, meaning? It's a theological mitzvah. The Torah wants Meshim should have a kapara, so therefore you have to do kfura. Or is kfura like a gmilas chesed? Ram Taka puts kfura in v'yachlo recha kamoicha. The end of Ram puts kfura together with v'yachlo recha kamoicha gmilas chesodim b'kacholim kfura sameis. It's a chesed with the mace. So if it's a chesed with the mace, then already the mace can say he doesn't want. So that's Gemara Shal. What's the nature of this mitzvah? It's nothing to do with time of the Kor. You haven't heard of mitzvahs that are mishum. The Gemara's question is it a benon mechaver dekem mitzvah or like a benon olmachum dekem mitzvah? Maybe that's the wrong terminology, but is it if it's mishum kapara? So it's not a gemilas chesed. I mean, kapara gets in the way, yes, but it's not telling that he's a bail amount to be meichel. But if it's mishum bizoyin, it's something that he's a bail amount to be meichel. But the nafkamin is punkt verkehrt in the Gemara. If it's mishum kapara, then he can't be meichel because the Torah said there's a mitzvah to be mishum kapara. But if it's mishum bizoyin, then it's like hashavas aveda dekem mitzvah. That already is a bialamantu b'meichel. The Rambam paskin the chumra that it's mishum kapara. or maybe Halak Menon Al, the Mashkon said it's Mishum Kapar for some reason, I don't know why. So the Ram Paskins, therefore, that he can't be Mechel because it's a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah means because it's Mishum Kapar. Meaning, when the Ram says that Kfur is a mitzvah, he means La Puki, that it's not a Gemilas Chesed. You know, hard to steal because Ram and Ve'at Rechel Kamechel puts it into Ve'at Rechel Kamechel. Yeah, so now we create a new problem. MS, that's a steer anyway. Think about it, that's a steer all by itself. It's a double steer. The Rambam, you don't even remember where the Rambam is by Rachel Echel Mechel?
Yudal.
The Rambam in Eval, in Perik Yudal, says that he says that. Anybody have? Is this that? Mitzvahs asay shel divrayim, levakir cholim, ulenachem aveilim, ulehitzi ameis, ulehachmis akalu, ulelavas aorchim, ulelasik b'chol tshochei akfura, losis ala kosif, ulelech lefona, ulelispad, ulelachbar, ulelikbar, v'chein sameach hachosim v'akalu, ulesadam b'chol tshocheim, v'eilem bilas chasonim shir, v'guf v'shem lem shir. Af al pish, kol mitzvahs eilem is divrayim, divrayim b'chal v'yahaf l'reichel kamayim. Kol tarvay shishiyasu, oisam l'chol acherim, asay shen ato li'achicho b'toyro v'mitzvahs. So first of all, Lachonim will ask a stira, a poshut stira. Rambam here says that kfur includes kfur in things that are mitzvah midivrayim. How can you tell me kfur is midivrayim? The Rambam himself says in Hilchas Sanhedrin that kol amalin is meisa. You learn not only meis mitzvah bilvada, but kol amalin is meisa. Rambam says the Sefer Mitzvah says that kovatik renu includes kol meisa. So it's an essay and it's a lav. How can you tell me over here it's a mitzvah essay shel midivrayim? That's stira number one. That's the stira that Lachonim ask. But besides that, and also it's also a steer to two prakim right before. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the Rama says that if he said that if the Mei said don't, he doesn't want to be buried, so it's a steer. The Rama sounds like it's a din deraisa. Say for mitzvah, it's a din deraisa. He's minded in the minyan mitzvahs. So that's steer number one. I don't know, but but really, if you think about it, there's another steer here. There's another steer here as well. Because the Rambam Perek Yud Beis seems to be saying that if the mace doesn't want to be buried, you have to do it anyway. Why? Because you're not doing it for him. What does he mean, nation of mitzvah? It means it's not some kind of Hashavas Ha'id is also a mitzvah. But if he doesn't want, you don't have to do it. But it's not that kind of mitzvah. Here, it's not a ches that you're doing for the mace. It's a mitzvah. So who cares if the mace doesn't want? But you have the mitzvah. And then two prokham later, the Rambam himself says that for the mace is you have to reach a kamachal. Sounds like it's a mitzvah. It's a gemilas chesed with the mace. Isn't that a. So besides the derisa, there are other problem of level. It's also a problem in the nature of the mitzvah. In Perek Yud Beis, he seems to be saying it's a mitzvah. It's not something you're doing for the mace. Who cares if he wants? He doesn't have to want. Neishu mitzvah. Two prokham later, he says that it's v'yahaf l'reichel kamoichel. Yes, maybe that's not so terrible. It's both. It's v'yahaf l'reichel kamoichel also. So it goes into. But besides v'yahaf l'reichel kamoichel, besides that, it's also a mitzvah. So even if he doesn't want, so maybe nowadays after v'yahaf l'reichel kamoichel, he still have to do it anyway. So maybe that's the deal we could somehow get out of. But we have the other issue. The Maisa here, the Ram says it's Shel Devayim. It's all the Achrayim is. Here the Ram says Shel Devayim. The Maisa, the Ram says it's an essay in Allah.
The same distinction you mentioned last time, I think about between others, like Lichbor Mesa just sounds like if you have five berries, somebody else is covered. So then I'm helping out. So that's part of the Chavar Habisha. But the actual mitzvah is on the group. The mitzvah Daraisa is on the group.
The problem is, I think that's what I want to say. The mitzvah deraisa, it's hard because meis mitzvah is the mitzvah deraisa, and meis mitzvah is not the kroven.
When there's no kroven,
but it's still the half of the halacha. Even if there are kroven, maybe there's a can. I think the achrayim want to say along those lines.
That would also answer the second. I hear.
Right, the Rabbi is Masik and the Bahag. The Rabbi, rather, is Masik and the Bahag. The Bahag counts all these things as deraisas, the Cholim and the Chamavelim and Kura. And the Rabbi asks in the Bahag, how can you count these as deraisas? So they're only, or how can you count them as separate mitzvahs? They're just v'yahaf l'reichel kamoichel. And the Rabbi asks in the Rabbi, what are you talking about? Kura is a lot of mitzvah. Maybe the other ones, but Kura is for sure a mitzvah. Yeah, play there. Okay, let's Josh and then what else do you want to say?
Can
you
just repeat his
column with the Lechem Mishnah?
Yeah.
No, Lechem Mishnah is a Teuchuk. say that the whole Gemara is going on Lushna Basra and the Ram passing like Lushna Kama. If the whole Gemara is going on Lushna Basra, passing like Lushna Basra.
What we still do that Gemara is still a halacha from the case of Hesbin. Meaning, it's not like we're bringing a random Gemara that's not a halacha. The Rambam quotes the end of that Gemara, the halacha. We just bring the whole Gemara.
What do you mean?
Meaning, it's a Gemara that, meaning, it's a series of Ibaya losers, one's about Kufur, one's about Hesbin. One about Hesbin is la halacha.
Yeah, but the Gemara, but the holy Ibaya about Kufur, is only if the holy Ibaya about Kufur is Aliba the Alishna Basra.
No, but it's not just like the Gemara brought it in, even though it's not la halacha. I mean, the only reason why that's brought in is because this member is la halacha. I mean, not the beginning part.
Which member is la halacha?
This,
it's two separate ibayas. There's a ibaya mishum kufur mishum kapar mishum bezayna. There was another ibaya about hespedi kar the chayin kar the shkivi. Two separate ibayas. And if the first ibaya is ibaya within the lishna basra, so mecha teisa the passing like the lishna kama. The whole thing's just a doichik. It's very arbitrary. So this gemara is going on the lishna basra, and the ram passing like it. It's just a doichik.
I mean, maybe it's because the whole gemara about whether it's considered kapar is only within the aspect of kru, which is the afilar echok mocha, which is only the brain. And then the first gemara, the shakama, is the idoraisa, according to the Rambam, which is the pasuk of kapar tikar.
Yeah, nechad. I mean, that's basically the lechem mishnah. You're adding that the rabbanon is the afilar echok mocha, which is fine, which is the Rambam perek yedalet. But
but that's why when he's talking about the specific the mitzvah of the Torah on the Krovin to marry the Mason, and right. He just says that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't say the reasons because of this one.
He's saying Kilu Ram Perkidalit is coming from this Gemara. Because this Gemara, you see, there's a remez, there's a Darabon in the Kikfur. And what's that Darabon? And it's like Bikacholim, it's after Echa Kamecha. And the Ram Perkid base, that's the one in the Kroibim, and that's already, that's the Lushna Kama, that's the Darais. Okay, I hear all these things, but. Okay. What should I tell you? With that, I mean, I don't have another Teres in the Ram, except except being Magi in the Gemara, so. I don't know. But, maybe there's other truths. I mean, I saw in the back of the Frank Lerama there's like a whole slew of Achayim talking about it. I didn't look anybody up really. Just Rav Chaim Isaac. He just likes the Lechem Mishnah. So. Okay, we'll stop.
You say also that you have.